Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry. U.S. Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota was in Sioux Falls and Tea Friday to meet with officials of the Lewis and Clark Rural Water Project. Just before her meeting, she stopped by our Kirby family studio in Sioux Falls and visited with In the Moment producer Steve Zwemke. Senator Smith shared one of her recent legislative efforts, the Lead Safe Housing for Kids Act. She also touched on mental health, in addition to discussing her enthusiasm for the Lewis and Clark Rural Water Project.
Well, I'm really looking forward to visiting the pump station. I've had a chance to work with those Lewis and Clark leaders really for many years, since starting when I was lieutenant governor, and Governor Dayton made a real push to get that project done because of the just important economic development value that it had. So I am looking forward to hearing how it's going. We're excited to know that we've now connected Worthington, Minnesota, and I expect that they're going to want to talk about what we can do to make sure that we get the federal government to live up to its promises to fund Lewis and Clark, which we haven't done yet.
I wondered about your involvement too, because Senator Franken, when he has seat, was very involved, and he'd been over to South Dakota a couple of times in the past, and I wondered if you were just kind of picking up on his work, or if you had already been involved under Governor Dayton.
I did a lot of work on this when I was lieutenant governor, and so to be able to continue to push for this important project has been kind of a fulfillment of that work that I started in the governor and lieutenant governor's office.
Mm-hmm. Jobs, economic development, as you mentioned, are among your concerns associated with the project, and I know the new metering system is big news for the city of Worthington, Minnesota, along with increased federal funding, which was announced just over a year ago. Tell me first how the Lewis and Clark Rural Water Project affects southwestern Minnesota with respect to jobs and economy, and then if you would explain the same as it pertains to South Dakota.
Well, yesterday when I was in Laverne, Minnesota, had a chance to visit a couple of businesses, including an expanding business in outside of Laverne, the PIP, new pork processing plant. Now, that's a classic example. If not for Lewis and Clark, there would be no real opportunity to do that kind of expansion in that part of southwestern Minnesota. The benefits of them locating there is that it's close to a lot of hogs, they've got great power costs, and they've got great water. One thing that I think is so interesting, this shows the mutual benefit of this kind of economic development, is that PIP is helping to improve the wastewater treatment facility in Laverne in exchange for having the great benefit of being in that community. So it is helping Laverne in many ways, as well as helping the company. So, you know, if you don't have the basics, water, broadband, reasonably priced electric power, it's difficult to do the kind of economic development that you need to. And that, I think, is what is happening with Lewis and Clark.
We mentioned the fund that came just over a year ago, I believe. What is the current funding situation for the project, and how close is it to completion?
Well, I don't have those numbers right at my fingertips, but I know that we still have a ways to go on getting the federal funding done. And the federal government has a tendency to make promises, and then future governments don't always live up to those promises. And so I think it's really important to not leave the local governments and the state governments holding the bag when it comes to the commitment that they made to cover the cost so that the project could get built. And now they need to get reimbursed for that.
What are some of the other communities in eastern South Dakota or southwest Minnesota that are still waiting to come online?
Well, getting Worthington done is really a big deal. And now the project is going to continue on into the northwestern part of Iowa to finally complete the project.
Okay, so still a little ways to go, but inching closer. Yeah,
exactly.
Has there been bipartisan support for this project on Capitol Hill?
I think that there has been bipartisan support for this, and I certainly know that my colleagues from South Dakota have been eager to get this done, mm-hmm. and so this shouldn't be an issue that is a partisan issue. And I always tell people when I talk about Washington D.C. that there is this Washington D.C. that you watch on the cable news shows where it looks like all we do is have the Republicans and Democrats sort of yell at each other and never get along. But there is this part of Washington that I spend most of my time operating in, which is the place where we're trying to figure things out. And I think Lewis and Clark would fall in that category.
Yeah. Senator Rounds was in here just a couple of weeks ago, and he made the very same comment.
Right. Well, Senator Rounds and I ride the same airplane back through Minneapolis-St. Paul, and then he needs to continue on all the way to Pierre. And so I sort of call it our school bus. We get on the bus and get on the train and get on the plane and go home every weekend to be with our families and our constituents.
Are there any other members of Congress coming to tea to meet with the officials of which you're aware?
I'm not aware of anybody who is going to be, certainly not anyone else that's going to be there today, but I know that my colleagues are pay a lot of attention to this.
Yeah. Are there any other aspects of the Lewis and Clark Water Project of which you'd like to speak?
No, I just appreciate the chance to talk about it and remind people about how important it is for this part of the country.
So another thing you're working on in the Senate is the Lead Safe Housing for Kids Act. Can you give us a background on the legislation?
Sure. We've known for decades that lead is a significant health hazard to kids, that it affects their brain development and their ability to have healthy lives for the rest of their lives. And there's been a lot of work done to mitigate lead in housing. What happens is that it's in older houses, it's included in the paint that's on the windowsills, and that paint flakes or, gets in the, kind of gets in the circulation of the house, and that can really, really hurt kids. So what the bill that I am working on there is very focused on addressing what we need to do in housing that people live in that is federally subsidized housing, mostly for families that need help paying the rent. And we think that this housing in particular should be, we should make sure that lead paint is mitigated in these places so that those kids, mostly poor kids, can grow up healthy.
Obviously, you're aware of situations like that in Minnesota. How about in South Dakota and nationwide? Is it a nationwide problem?
It is a nationwide issue. And, if you are somebody, if you are a family that is getting a federal subsidy so that you can have a safe and stable place to live, you might be living in an apartment building that is owned by the public, or you might be living in a rental property that is owned by a private individual who is getting the benefit of this federal subsidy. And we want to make sure that all of those different locations, regardless of where you live, are going to be safe. The kids are going to be safe from lead paint.
What's the next step then for the Lead Safe Housing for Kids Act?
Well, we just introduced this, and the way it works in Congress is that you need to build a coalition to move it forward, and we are going to be pushing to do that, moving it forward through the committee process, and I hope for a vote on the floor. It is a difficult time in Congress, I'll be honest. There are a lot of good bills that I know many of us would like to move forward. But right now, what we've been doing mostly on the floor of the Senate is voting on judicial appointments, almost exclusively what we've been doing. And last week, we voted on disaster relief, and that passed with broad bipartisan support. So that's an exception and an important exception as we think about all the flooding that we've been seeing in the Midwest. To the lead paint bill, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get it done, but it is not a time when we're getting a lot done in the United States on it.
As you look into the future of it, do you see bipartisan support for this?
I hope so.
Yeah. What about
as you can see, I'm an optimist. I try to be a realist, but also an optimist.
What about anything else going on in Washington that you'd like to speak of this morning? Are there any other projects you're working on?
Well, I've been doing a lot of work on mental health and really thinking about the whole health of people, especially kids who are struggling with mental health issues. Yesterday, I was in Marshall, Minnesota, to hear about the great work that they're doing to integrate mental health care into the public schools there. I've just recently introduced a bill that would encourage and help to fund those kinds of partnerships between community mental health providers and schools to get that kind of care right in the school, because we know that the barriers to accessing mental health care are, a lot of it is a physical barrier. How do you get from school to a provider and then back again? And then there's always the stigma that people still fear about accessing mental health, and we can overcome those barriers in schools.
And mental health really has come to the top as far as issues, things that are of importance to people around the country too. It's very much in people's minds right now.
Well, and I am hopeful that the more we have conversation about this, the more people who have struggled with mental health issues feel like they can get help, and that it's not a personal weakness. It is a health issue, just like any kind of health issue. I spoke out about my own challenges with depression when I was younger, because I wanted to say to people, listen, don't be afraid. It's okay. And you can get help.
Senator Smith, it's been nice to have you visit our studio here in Sioux Falls. Don't be a stranger. Come back again and see us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.